Let's move this thing into hour number two. One thing I want to say about Nick Caserio. Nick Caserio is the most famous, accomplished clone in history. Find me one other clone with six Super Bowl rings. You can't. So Nick remains the most famous, high-ranking, successful, pedigreed clone in the history of the jungle. All right, so we move into hour number two. And let me get some reaction really quickly. In case you missed hour one, we just had Nick Caserio on. This says, Jambalaya, love hearing Nicky C trying to get the jungle caramel. Son, Rich jungle in H-Town. Play the whole cut just for context. Just do it. Just do it now. Just do it today. Just do it this year. Just do it in this lifetime. Yeah, I know. You're not a bleeping jukebox. Hey, Van Smack, I'm not a bleeping jukebox. You actually, jungle dude, caramel. You are.
Charlie in Lawrence, Kansas.
Thank you. Was that so hard?
Jim, this is Charlie Weiss in Lawrence, Kansas. I was trying to get some of that jungle caramel you got. I'll take two buckets of it for lunch. Hey, Jim, I went to Jack in the Box this morning for breakfast. I went to the drive-thru and I said, I'll take it. We're drinking cake batter and maple syrup out of a glass. Rack me, I'm out.
So when you hear that, the fact that the best executive in the NFL starts the interview off by saying, I'm calling for some jungle caramel, makes even funnier. Rich in H-Town, and he writes, war respect-a-thon. This guy nailed it. J-Wags, underscore 15, quote, Edward Marino would be the B-I-C of the respect-off. And the respect-off is a result of... Nick, he used a key phrase. When I asked him about the drama involving Bob Kraft and Bill Belichick, he immediately said, Jim, I understand the question, which is code for I'm not answering that question. And I mean that in a respectful way. He said, I respect the question. And then he didn't answer the question. And I said, Nick, I respect that you respect the question and that you didn't answer the question. And then all of a sudden, an impromptu respect off broke out. So that's what we're talking about. This says, Dear Nick Caserio, as a fellow NFL general manager, let me give you some advice. During your next appearance on Rome, drop a juicy air biscuit in the middle of the interview. You're welcome. Signed, Trent Baalke. Geoff in Lincoln. One more here. Ryan in Sacktown writes, actually, the real lead is the Kings being favorites over the Pels, who are 5-0 against the Beam team this year. Actually, Ryan, per usual, you're wrong. Check the line again. All right, clones. This is going to be pretty interesting. I've always said that if I do what the clones want me to do, then I will be a clone. That somebody's got to keep you straight and somebody has to maintain. Somebody's got to be the parent in the room. And that if I always do what the clones want, I myself will be a clone because they'll rip this show from me. So that's why I don't do what you want. Once in a while, I'll feed that beast. Once in a while, I'll give you what you want. But I know what you really want. And I'm not going to give you what you want. Because I happen to like this chair better than your chair. And if I give you what you want, I'll be sitting next to you. That's a problem. But then again, every once in a while, you got to break format. In fact, you know what? Some topics I've got to get out in front of. Because that way I can defuse the bomb. You know what I'm saying? I know my audience. I know my clones. I know my JXP. I know the big head who is going to make an appearance at the top of next hour. Which is why I think I think I will shout out Duval this morning. I think I will. I think I will talk about Jags GM, Trent Baalke. Because if I don't, then the JXP and the Big Head will completely hijack the conversation and somehow make a lowbrow topic even lower brow. So let me apologize in advance for what has to be done right now. Alvy?
I apologize.
Alvy, watch yourself, Alvy. That should give you a hint as to where we're going. That should give you a hint as to, I'm actually going to do this. I'm actually going to give you what you want. Now, personally, I think you know I try to avoid the low-hanging fruit in the jungle. I think you know by now I can't stand big heads, juvenile, third-grade fart smack. However, this particular low-hanging vine is something that even I can't ignore today. Both because I know you clones and the entire JXP will not allow me to ignore it, but also because, and more importantly, because I usually can't ignore you. Usually I can. But you couple the fact that you will not let me ignore it, but even more importantly, personally, I just can't get over it. Like, I'm blown away by the sheer audacity, by the utter lack of shame. And I don't mean Baalke's lack of shame about his recent draft picks or his free agent signings. I mean his utter lack of shame and embarrassment over ripping ass in the middle of a live press conference. And not only doing it, but acknowledging it as it's happening and then just moving on like nothing happened. My dude, it does not work that way. At least not around here. Because something most definitely did happen. You cannot do that, acknowledge it, and then pretend it didn't happen. Something I'm not sure that I've ever seen or heard ever before. No, you don't just move on. You can't just move through that. You can't act like that didn't happen. I mean, maybe you didn't give a damn that it happened. But don't act like it didn't happen. I've seen so much over the years. We've had so many instances of so many sports figures doing so many embarrassing things in front of a microphone. But I really can't remember ever seeing or hearing an active GM rip ass at a podium and acknowledge it and then just push right through it like it's nothing at all.
Still got a couple of days of going through. Coach and I haven't sat down and gone through the final board yet.
What? Excuse me.
Gone through.
That's all. Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Just excuse me.
Excuse me.
Without even breaking stride and moving right through it. Like this is a normal thing. Like what? Like he's looking at us like what? What? What are you looking at? What?
Excuse me.
What? Like y'all haven't ripped ass before. Happens to us all, right?
Still got a couple of days of going through. Coach and I haven't sat down and gone through the final board yet.
Happens to us all.
No, dude. It only happens to him. Dude, you can't truck right through ripping ass on a podium during a presser and admitting it in real time and then act like nothing happened. Nobody in the room, my man, heard another word that came out of your mouth after that came out of your ass. They all just had that sound echoing in their ears, getting louder and louder and louder.
Still got a couple of days of going through. Coach and I haven't sat down and gone through the final board yet.
If I were to say to you before that happened, find me one GM in the NFL that would rip ass in the middle of a presser, acknowledge it, and then move right through it. Who would you say? Who do you think that would be? How many of you would have said, oh, Baalke, for sure? There's no doubt he wins that pool. I mean, this guy. That is all any of the journos or even JAG employees in the room could hear after you did that.
Sat down and go, excuse me, gone through the final.
And then, incredibly, you removed their ability to suspend their disbelief. You took away their option to act like, yeah, it's not what we think it is. There's no way, right? There's no way. That didn't happen. He didn't do that. However, you took that away from them. You took that away from everybody. Not that anybody would have thought otherwise, but at least you could create reasonable doubt. But you can't because you acknowledged it.
Excuse me, God.
You didn't just have the audacity to rip ass on a live mic during a press conference. You also had the audacity to acknowledge it and own it and admit it in real time. This might be the only time in my entire life that I think that ownership is not a good idea. Because now you can't deny it. That's the part that gets me. Dude owned it. And he owned it in real time. Dude actually acknowledged it.
Going through, coach,
and that's the first rule of getting away with anything. Never, ever admit it. Especially when it comes to crop dusting reporters that cover your team. Dude, deny, deny, deny. We all know whoever denied it, supplied it. But that doesn't mean you have to go ahead and admit it. Lots of things, I mean, I could have made the argument for you. Lots of things make lots of awkward sounds. Plenty of things could sound like a butthole without actually being a butthole.
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 As I mentioned, you could at least try to create some reasonable doubt. That's all you need. There has to be enough evidence to overturn, right? If you create some reasonable doubt, then the jury's got to let you go. But not this time. There is no reasonable doubt. There is no evidence or enough evidence to overturn because you flat out admitted it. Haven't you ever watched Dateline, dude? At least ask for your attorney. I'm floored. I'll give the guy this. I mean, he's always been kind of a weird dude. And normally weird is good, but not in this case. But I am actually floored by the level of don't give a crap. Or give too much crap, I guess you could say. Dude, what if that goes wrong? Because it does sometimes. What if it goes wrong? This dude's just so casual about the whole thing. But what if, imagine, that was not a dry run? Imagine if an active, and by the way, I'm way too far into this now not to say this. What if an NFL GM were to crap himself on a podium in the middle of a live presser? There is no coming back from what he just did, but imagine if that happened. There is really no coming back from that. Hey, Trent, you got to be careful, dude. You are flirting with disaster. You're being way too cavalier about the possibility of taking a dump, not only in your pants, but on your entire career.
Coach and I haven't sat down and go, excuse me, gone through the...
Can you believe that's how that guy handled that? He trucked right through it. He didn't skip a beat. He didn't break stride. He's not at all embarrassed. An utter lack of shame. I mean, if the worst thing did happen, and that's not the worst thing, but the worst thing would be actually taking a big dump in your pants.
You have a big dump in your pants.
He probably would have just hit us with, oh, excuse me, and kept moving right through that.
Excuse
Don't mind me.
Me.
That's just
final.
Me squeezing out a growler. Ignore that smell, too. That's just a big dump in my pants. What was that talking about again? Oh, that's right. The Trevor Lawrence extension. Yeah, no, we're not talking about the Trevor Lawrence extension. We're talking about the Deca Gasser that just came from the podium. The one that's still echoing around the room along with the wafting aroma. We're not thinking about your draft strategy anymore, T. We're thinking about how you just channeled your inner Dan Orfartsky.
Now, the big change is the commitment to running the football.
Or Orlowski.
We're no longer wondering if Doug Peterson can get things back on track in year three. We're wondering if you're about to go all Ian Poulter my finger with it again. Do you know how over the top this is? So over the top that I'm doing a take on it. When normally I do everything in my power to ignore it and delete everything that comes in. And I'm still going. The only thing that could have made that any more cringe and any more weird would have been if you went full Wendy Williams and also incorporated a burp into that fart.
I apologize.
At least she apologized twice. She didn't just excuse me,
Coach,
and
I haven't
power
sat down
right
and
through
go,
it.
Excuse me, gone through the final.
Even Jalen Hurts at least flushes it before he moves on.
We're going to flush it and move on.
Speaking to you, James Kelly, you're freaking welcome, dude. I'm telling him he's welcome, but he's so pissed I stole all his thunder. He'll try to rally, top of the hour.
Winthrop.
You're welcome, James Kelly. I know this is your new favorite segment ever in the history of the jungle. So congratulations to you, I guess. Does it also mean that Trent Baalke is now your new favorite GM? Because I know you never liked that guy before. I know you never had respect for his draft picks and his personnel moves. But surely this just made you a fan for life. Surely he has now joined the Shanahans as your favorite people in football. I mean, Baalke is like fam to you now, right, Head? Cousin Trent, right, Head?
Family.
I guess that Decagasser is about to go from 10 Windy sound bites to 11, because that one right there is unbelievable. Might as well get it out of the way right now, because if I don't, I know you'll just wedge it into Big Head Bets anyway. So, Alvin, go ahead. Let it rip.
Yeah.
A lot of examples in football history of good quarterbacks.
Now, the big...
I apologize.
And I haven't sat down and gone through the final...
Well, was that a question? Yeah.
I can't believe I'm a 50-something Hall of Fame radio broadcaster that just did 15-plus minutes on national radio about an NFL GM ripping ass.
Coach and I haven't sat down and gone through the final board yet.
Duval! Vaughn in Knoxville, of course, wants in. Van Smack, I would rather listen to the flatulent cacophony of Trent Baalke than any takes from current jungle skid marks, Shaky T, and Eric in Orlando. War Montreal smoked meat sandwiches.
Flatulent.
Vaughn in Knoxville with one of the all-time jungle pools. Montreal smoked meat sandwiches is an incredible old school pool. Vaughn's flexing a little bit with that. I mean, your reaction is going to be so moronic and so idiotic. Only I could do a respectful take on flatulence. I know your reaction will not match up to the respect that I treated that with. I know you can't. I just knew that if I didn't get it out there, that was the one thing that I could not manage, I could not control. I had to get in front of it. I had to. You know why? The second that story dropped yesterday, y'all immediately started blowing the head and eye up on X. At. Like, oh yeah, that's where Rome lives. That's not where Rome lives. That is where James Kelly lives. James Kelly's got the biggest house on the hill in this gated flatulence community. That's where he lives.
Flatulence.
I don't know why you're including me in this. It's a terrible look for me. Because if anybody else is on X, you're like, oh yeah, that must be what Rome's all about. That must be Rome's show. I'm not about that. Nor is my show about that. I'll say it again. They don't put you in the Hall of Fame for making jokes about farts. Yet there y'all are on X. Just
excuse me, going through.
Adding me to your mentions. At. All right. So I gave you what you want. You're welcome. You're welcome. Now, that's something I didn't want to do. That's something I didn't want to talk about. See, there are parts of the job. You know I've got the best job in the world. There are parts of my job that I don't like. I don't care how good your job is. You can have the best job in the world, and I do. There are still parts of the job that you don't like. I don't like that. I didn't want to do that. But it's part of the job. Go online. It's the top of every website that matters. So I did that. You know what I do want to talk about? Joe Noah in Cleveland. I do want to talk about that. And I will talk about that. You know what else I want to do? I want to talk to Miles Turner. And I'll do that too. Anyway, clones. And you, James Kelly. You're bleeping welcome. Man, I need some relief. Relief factor! Hey, listen, honestly, serious note. Feeling good is everything. Feeling good is everything. You don't want to wake up in the morning and not feel right. You want to wake up in the morning feeling good because it's going to impact the rest of your day. It's going to impact the rest of your week. It's going to impact the rest of your life. Relief Factor knows this. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that helps your body fight back against occasional minor pain. It is, and again, this is my favorite part about this product, it's 100% drug-free. Relief Factor was developed by doctors searching for a better alternative for relieving pain. So what kind of pain are we talking about? Neck pain, back pain, joint pain, muscle pain. Relief Factor can help you feel better. Relief Factor does not just mask pain. For a short time, it helps reduce or even eliminate the pain. Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. That to me is huge. And you'll know it. In 3 weeks or less, you'll know if it's working because you will feel the difference. All day, every day. I know. I use it. I take it every single day, and I do feel the difference. Over 1 million people have tried Relief Factor. Try it yourself. Relief Factor isn't simply about feeling better, it's about living better. Living the life you want, doing the activities you love. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. These products and statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
You're listening to The Jim Rome Show.
Mock Moda is in. Well, you are a clone, Rome. Welcome to the hashtag JXP. Alvy, give him a golden ticket. I don't need a golden ticket. I'm already a part of the Smack Off. You know who has a lifetime exemption to the Smack Off? Me. You know why? I'm the host of the Smack Off. Welcome to the hashtag JXP. The JXP has replaced the JTP, the Jungle Twitter Posse. The JTP is a very aggressive sect of the jungle. But the JTP knows that now they are the JXP. So I love the fact that Mock Moda hashtagged it JXP. Now I'm officially a clone. No, I am not. I am not a clone. I'm still the host. I'm still calling the shots here. I'm still running things here. I just happen to give you what you want for one of the rare times. You're welcome. Hope you enjoyed that. Got Miles Turner coming up momentarily. First things first. Once again, it's really important to feel good. It's really important to feel good because it affects everything in your life. It gives you your true experience in life, and you want that to be a good experience. Life is so short. You want to feel good. So Relief Factor knows this. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that helps your body fight back against occasional minor pain. We all have minor pain, right? We all have minor pain. So often we feel a little bit off. Well, Relief Factor is 100% drug-free and developed by doctors searching for a better alternative for relieving pain. That's my favorite part about that. I do have pain. I've got a little back pain. I've got a little muscle pain, a little joint pain. So when they sent me the product and they sent it for me to try, I'm like, sure, because I do ache a little bit. And I use it. And I've been taking it every single day, and I'm telling you, I can feel the difference. Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. Try it for yourself. In 3 weeks or less, you'll know if it's working because you will feel the difference all day, every day. Relief Factor isn't simply about feeling better, though. It's about living better, living the life that you want, doing the activities that you love. Over 1 million people already have tried Relief Factor. I guarantee probably more than that since I started talking about it. Give it a try for yourself. Visit ReliefFactor.com. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. Save on your first order. 1-800-4-RELIEF. And again, these products and statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition. Hey, Jimmy. Air biscuits are the stuff that propelled you into the Radio Hall of Fame. Thank you on behalf of all clones. Scott in the 716. All right, well, listen, you're welcome, but that's not what got me into the Hall of Fame. It's just not. You know how I know? I've never done anything like that before, and I was already in the Hall of Fame. That's how I know that did not put me in the Hall of Fame. All right, when we come back, Miles Turner is my scheduled guest. Pacers getting ready to start the postseason for the first time in a few years. I like them. I like them a lot. We will talk to him. James Kelly. Don't like him as much, but I'll talk to him too. Top of hour number three. We got to get down. So all of that coming up the next half hour. Also, Albie's Week That Was next hour. ATP next hour. Your reaction. All of that still ahead. Let's get it. Time now for a sports update. Here it is. Here is Rich Ackerman.
Infinity Sports Network. Sports Flash.
Well, Jim, the final two spots of the NBA playoffs will be filled tonight. The eighth seeds will be decided in the East. The Heat host the Bulls. Chicago got 42 points and 9 rebounds from Kobe White to get past the Hawks easily. While Miami blew a lead and lost by a point in Philadelphia. The Heat went from this spot to the NBA Finals a year ago, but Eric Spoelstra's crew has made it much harder for themselves this time around.
We will do this the hard way. That has to be the path, you know, right now. We're going to rest up, treat up, rally around each other up, get ready for Friday.
And they won't have Jimmy Butler, who is out with an injury. In the West, the Pelicans and Kings will battle in New Orleans, which is 4-6 over its last 10. And the Pels will be without Zion Williamson again, this time because of a hamstring injury. Another day, another UConn player headed to the NBA draft. This time, it's precocious freshman Stephon Castle, who is a big part in their championship run. Afternoon baseball at Wrigley coming up shortly. The Cubs hope...
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
One of my favorite things this time of year, man, everybody is locked in. And I mean in virtually every sport. And the association is no different. Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome. All right, telephone call is coming up, but first things first, we're joined by a center for the Indiana Pacers. He is in his ninth NBA season. You'll recall he was the 11th overall pick in 2015 out of Texas by the Pacers. He is a two-time NBA blocks leader. This year, 17 points, 7 boards, and 2 blocks per game this year. And this is one of my favorite matchups. Indiana is the 6th seed in the East. They take on the Bucks in the first round of the playoffs. Again, did I say this? I love that matchup. It starts on Sunday. We are joined by Miles Turner. Miles, it is awesome to have you on the program, man. How you feeling?
Yes, indeed. Good to be back, man. I'm feeling really good. Like you said, this time of the year is a special for a lot of people, but you know, especially us, finally being back here in the playoffs.
Yes, sir. If I'm feeling good about it, I know you're feeling great about it. Let me ask you this. After the grind of 82 games, how good has it been to get some time to rest and recover? And then how hyped are you and your teammates to get to the real season, the postseason?
Yeah, man, it's been a good and a bad thing. You know, I think, you know, you get the time to get up to speed, but we're also anxious just to the ball rolling. You know, we've been waiting for this opportunity for quite some time. And, you know, this is exciting times.
You know, that thing about it being a good thing and a bad thing, you're talking about rest versus rust?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, with a, you know, a team like us, you know, we're just as young as, like I said, we're just kind of ready to go out there and just pull the ball out, you know, and the other team, my veteran team, might value that rest.
You know, I'm going to ask you about that team's youth in a minute because you are one of the vets. But let me ask you this. You're one of a handful of guys left from the last playoff appearance, which was 2020. As you get ready for the Bucks, what do you think are the biggest reasons why this team was able to post 12 more wins this year as opposed to last year and get to the postseason?
Well, our attention to detail got so much better as the season went along. I feel like one of the 50 teams, you know, to start the year, and we just really, I think, recommitted ourselves in that category. You know, I'm not sure where we finished, but I know it was definitely a lot better than what it was. And just how dynamic our offense has been. You know, I think we really just kind of revolutionized, like, the way we played Pacers basketball this year, getting up and down the floor as fast as we did, and, you know, having the ball in Tyrese's hands and attacking a role player step up, you know, night in, night out.
We're talking to Miles Turner. Our phone connection, Miles, is not the best. I want to try and play through this. And I'm going to ask you about Tyrese in a minute. I want to say, though, you were a big reason why Indianapolis was able to avoid the playing game because you went off in the finale. You had 11 of the team's first 15 points. You had 31 to blow out Atlanta this past Sunday. As a team leader, did you take it upon yourself to dial it up and ensure that you got that dub, handled your business, and avoided that play-in?
Without a doubt. You know, this time of the year is when you definitely say, you know, your game and, you know, put it out there on the big stage. You know, for me personally, I wouldn't miss the playoffs this year. You know, that's something I said from the jump. We had a team, like, get together in Nashville. We were just playing to pick up basketball, just having a camaraderie. And that was the biggest message I could pay to everybody. So I don't care what we do. You know, when I miss the playoffs this year, then we have a chance to actually make some noise. So we're going to take full advantage of it. And I think the team, you know, definitely responded, you know, really well just to that message. And just me personally, the last, you know, 3-4 games, I knew was at stake for us. You know, we were already in the playoffs.
Miles Turner joining us. You mentioned Tyrese. He's established himself as one of the better point guards in the league. How much has he improved as a player? And then how much does that help the entire roster and even you individually when the two of you get done and get with the pick and roll?
Yeah, since Tyrese has always been, you know, just a maestro with the ball. He's always known to read, you know, defenses very well. But I think he's seen such a mixed bag of defenses this year, and that's only made him better. Like, there's not very much to throw at him to slow him down. And I think that's one of the areas of the game that's really improved this year, is just really just taking on those tougher assignments. You know, he went through, you know, lulls in the season where he wasn't shooting the best, but he still was able to leave his imprint on the game. And, you know, that just speaks to the player that he is. And, yeah, I'm excited for him getting his first playoff action. You know, this is his first experience, something he's been talking about doing for a long time. And, you know, adjustments are going to be made game in and game out, and I'm excited to see how he handles them.
Hey, Miles, what about that? Like, you've got some good young talent. You've got some gamers. You've got some guys who are not afraid. But until they've actually done it, they don't really know. What are you telling the young guys about the postseason and the intensity of the playoffs and the mindset that's required to win and advance?
Just get past the first 5 minutes. Just get past the first 5. And I remember my rookie year, you know, my first, you know, we played a game 7 series, and you know, my very first time checking in, I remember I got fouled, and so I was at the free throw line, and it seemed like that rim was just moving side to side, and it was so loud in the building. And, you know, once you finally get that first shot off, it's like things finally start to calm down a bit. And, you know, I think that's my biggest piece of advice. Get past the first 5 minutes, that hype, that nervousness and whatnot, and then just lay the ball in the hoop. You know, I think it's a lot more physical time of the year. You know, longer timeouts. I mean, just there's different parts of the game that you don't really get to feel during the regular season. So just enjoy the process, enjoy the moment, and just, you know, every possession matters. And that's one of the hugest things I've emphasized, is the possession game.
That is an awesome description. Miles Turner joining us. Also, the team took a big swing in January, right? Adding Pascal Siakam. What is the addition of the power forward with that championship resume and that strong presence in the paint meant to the team in the second half of the season?
Well, it's been huge. You know, someone's been very vocal since he's been here. You know, if something's not going right, he's going to speak up. And it brings a lot of wisdom to locker room as well. You know, when he's playing as physical, you know, as he can. He's been going in, flying in, grabbing rebounds, he's communicating, he's using his length on defense. Like, that makes a world of difference. We know he's going to score. You know, we know he's going to require a lot of attention. But it's just when he's able to actually go out there and mix it up. And he's so much more dynamic than what you would think.
All right, so it's not as if you have a choice who you get to play, but I'm curious, given what's already happened between these two teams this season, and there is a bit of history there, was there any part of you that wanted to see Milwaukee again in the postseason?
Bro, I just wanted to get to the playoffs. It's been 4 or 5 years without the action. I didn't care who we played. I just wanted to get in there and give ourselves an opportunity. You know, all the stuff that happened early in the season is great for NBA entertainment and getting NBA Twitter talking and stuff, but at the end of the day, we're the ones that go out there and hoop. You know, you roll the ball out. You don't really – none of that stuff matters.
I see you working. You're right. NBA X, NBA media, we all loved it. And I was hoping you would tell me you loved it too, but I get it. I get it. It's a different deal for you than it is for us. What about Giannis? Now, you don't know about his status. Again, I understand that's out of your control. But the uncertainty involving his status because of the calf injury, does that change the way you and your teammates prepare for that matchup in any way?
Somewhat. You know, their team definitely changes. When Giannis doesn't have the ball, you know, you have guys like Dame who's going to take a few more shots, and, you know, some of the role players are able to step up a bit more, whereas when Giannis does have the ball, it requires a lot more attention, you know, especially in transition, and it's making him see bodies. You know, his impact on the game is definitely, you know, something, you know, that for, you know, he's been doing for years now. You know, but at the same time, we prepare like he's going to play, and whenever the ball rolls out, you know, we take it there. You know, I think we've did a good job this week of just preparing for all scenarios and preparing for, especially defensively, just our assignments one done. And, you know, like I said, we've got to wait till Sunday.
So, Miles, one last thought you talked about. When I said to you, what's been the biggest difference this year in the 12 additional wins, you said, among other things, like the offense. We revolutionized the way we play offense and what we do. How much of that is Rick Carlisle? That's a guy that's come on the show so many times over the years. I have such immense respect for him as a basketball mind and a guy who's accomplished what he has. How much of that is about him, and what's he mean to this organization and this team?
Yeah, man, he's one of my favorite coaches I've had, personally. Rick is someone who's very analytical. When it comes to the actual game itself, he's just very observant, analyzes everything. And when he communicates it, I think people listen. You know, he's garnered such a respect, just not even just around the city, but just in his career, where, you know, with that championship resume it has, that people are going to actually listen to what he has to say. So I think Rick really trusted, you know, Tyrese a lot more this year. I think that's a big thing. He kind of let him go out there. We don't call him any plays. He's, you know, go out there and just play five-out basketball. And I really think that's a, you know, ball player's dream. You know, when you come up, when you grow up, you don't really, you know, you can run plays if you want, but you're usually the most dominant person on the floor. And when you have an offense like we have, there's really no rule. Just go out there and just play and hoop within the system.
Like you said, he's a maestro with the ball. You got to let him do his thing. Miles Turner joining us 9 years in, 2-time NBA blocks leader and a vet on this team. My man, I know with everything you got going on this week, I really appreciate you made time to come back on. Really appreciate it. Thanks so much. Good luck. We'll be watching.
Absolutely. Appreciate y'all.
Yes, sir. Miles Turner. Now that he's gone, I'm going to say one thing. I'm going to try and be objective about this, but I'm just not. And Wisco fam, I'm going to apologize ahead of time. I don't feel good about this for you at all, Milwaukee, but I feel great about this for Indiana. It's their time. It is their time. They've had a great regular season. The young talent has stepped up. They've got veteran leadership. They've got one of the best coaches ever. You're busted up, Milwaukee. There is some dysfunction clearly in that locker room. Talk about how Dame's not comfortable. Dame's not happy. Oh, what do you know? Doc Rivers is the head coach. Who are you going to take? I understand they're not matching up against each other on the floor, but in a battle of wits, who are you taking? Doc Rivers or Rick Carlisle? There's blood in the water. This is Indiana's time. I love that matchup for them. Wisco fam, I do not like that matchup for you at all, especially with Giannis busted up. I think it's time. Indiana's got jungle karma. They've got young legs. They've got youth. They're hungry. They haven't been there in a few years. They've got that veteran leadership. I like the matchup. I love the Pacers. Love them. Sorry, half fam. See, that's what I mean. And actually, that is objective. That's very objective. If I weren't being objective, I'd side with my half fam, my adopted fam in Wisco. What I would do is go with the state and the fam that I love so much that have welcomed me with open arms. And I would ignore everything in my brain. But what my brain's telling me is Pacers. Pacers. Love the matchup. And I love what I just heard from Miles Turner. 1-800-636-8686. How you like that? Or what is your reaction to that? So Dodger Jano last night hits me with, how do you feel about, and when she says, how do you feel about, what she's really saying is, we're going. How do you feel about Parents Weekend and some front row tickets for the Buffs? Should I throw down? And I said, nah. Nah, have you seen what's going on with the portal? Have you seen how many guys are heading to the portal, DJ? She's like, huh? I'm like, the portal, the Buffs, what's going on? Damn, Dion's own daughter is hitting the portal. And then she immediately pushes back, and then Mama Bear kicks in. Now, Jimmins, she'll Jimmins me sometimes. Jimmins, we need to support Logan the way we supported Jake. I'm like, really? Have you forgotten what Wisco did and how they welcomed us in with open arms? I haven't exactly gotten that same vibe from the Buffs, if you know what I mean. Jimmins, that's not what it's about. It's about your sons. There's more to that story, but I'm out of time. But to answer the question, yes, I said do it. Do it. Pay for it. Do it. Just know they've lost 8 of their last 9, and they've got key guys running to the portal. Just know that. But Prime is asking that we trust him. I just like the Wisco way of life better. Out.